KHI News Time, 8:45. It's Friday. We're hanging out today with Dave Naves of DaveWorks. It's the web delivered in plain English, and today we're talking Google Hangouts. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Fabulous. It's Friday and one of my favorite shows of the week. We got a lot to cover today. This is so interesting. Now, those of you who might not think that tuning into a show talking about the web is boring, well, think again. This is fantastic, and it'll help you with your life. Dave, what are we diving into today?
Well, thanks for the kind words, as always, Sarah. Google Hangouts. Let's talk about Google Hangouts. What the heck is a Hangout? Google Hangouts, let me just say it like Google says it. It's one app for all your conversations, messaging, video calls, voice calls from any device with Hangouts. So, today, as normal, I am going to break it down into three segments. I'm gonna describe what is it, what it is, why it's important, and then how to use it. So, Google Hangouts, let me just put it in perspective here. It used to be simply a Skype-type deal, right? Mm-hmm. Video conferencing. Well, in Google's brilliance, they're morphing it into everything. Everything that they offer, there's going to be a way for you to... they've just infused Hangouts into basically everything, into email, into chat, into texting, every way you want to communicate, as I've just described, right?
And it's gotten easier, right?
It's absolutely, it's easier. And in fact, one of the things we're going to talk about today, I'll go as fast as I possibly can, but I know I talk a lot, and I often talk and I go into tangents and go elsewhere. But one of the coolest things they've done with it is called On Air, which means that essentially you can have a video conference with 10 people total and broadcast it live to the world, at the same time record it and automatically have it uploaded to YouTube.
Wow.
And edit it all on YouTube. So you can have a show. If you have a show like we're doing here, we could be recording via Hangouts and broadcast it immediately via YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's pretty amazing. Once again, Google, you know, in their infinite wisdom, has figured out a way to incorporate video conferencing into the world. And I believe, as you know, my big push here is always about business and how to make money, how to save money. Well, you can save a lot of money by really embracing video conferencing and everything that Google Hangouts offers, right? So that gets right into the why it's important. Well, I'll just say it plainly. Efficiency. This can save you massive time and massive money by cutting down on your travel costs. You do not need to go have meetings around the world doing it, you know, via traveling. You can do it instantaneously with using a free Google account.
Hmm.
I mean, if all you need is a computer with a camera, which...
Just about everybody.
Everybody has that already. I am a big fan of Chromebooks, as many people know. You can look up Chromebooks on my site, daveworks.net. I explain what they are. For a couple few hundred bucks, you have everything you need to run your entire business on the web.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So,
come such a long way from back in the days when video conference calling took a half an hour to set up, and it was a mess.
It was, and Google, and it's only going to get even easier. You know, so Google, right? If you have a Gmail account, you're going to see a Hangout button. You want to make a phone call? We talked about Google Voice recently. Well, click a button, and you're video conferencing with people and through your phone. So you can do it on any device, not just a computer, right? There are limitations in certain areas, but it's basically because of the hardware and not because of, you know, of Google. I'll just run through the list here, kind of an overview of, you know, the features, right? Turn any conversation into a free video call with just a tap. You can talk to one or up to 10 people, right? You can share your screen with somebody. You can draw on your screen if you have a tablet, whatever, and people can see what you're writing and quickly come back and forth and see somebody's face, go back to sharing. It's an amazing way to collaborate with people.
Interact,
right?
Yeah.
Hangouts on air. You can, as I just said, broadcast your conversation to the world for free on YouTube. Google Voice, right? You can make any call from your Android or your iPhone or your desktop. It doesn't matter. It's all web-based. With mobile devices, obviously, you would need the app for it, but it's all free. You download it, and it takes literally, you know, under 30 seconds, and you're up and running.
Wow.
Let's see. What else we got here?
Hey, if anyone has any questions for Dave or they'd like to join the conversation, you can comment on our Facebook post or shoot me an email live at khi.com or give us a ring, 885-3565, and Dave will take your questions.
Happy to do so. So I'll just talk briefly about if you want to put Hangouts on your iOS, on your iPhone, right? What do you need? You need a Google account. You need an iPhone or an iPad with iOS version 7.0 and up, right? And then a front-facing camera. That's really all you need to get started. You can send Hangout messages. You can use your Wi-Fi to make phone calls. You can make video calls. You can share stickers, photos, all through Hangouts. It's essentially the same for, say, an Android device, right? You can just send Hangouts, SMS messages, use multiple devices, make your calls through Wi-Fi, video calls, share photos, location, stickers. It's really endless of what you can do with it. You really don't need that much. You do have to have your Google account. Again, it's free. So you really, there's nothing bad about this, right? You can just try it.
And it's easier than you think, too.
It truly is. You can use Hangouts with Google Plus. I'm a big fan of Google Plus. Google Plus, as you know, because I'm sure you listen to all my existing shows, Google Plus is the Google's Facebook, right? So they've really embedded Google Hangouts within Google Plus, right? To start a Hangout, you share your circles, share to your circles, and boom, it's just a link, and people can just, you just start a Hangout, and people can see that you're hanging out, and they can just dial in. No, wow. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say dial. They click a button, and boom, you're sitting there talking to them.
Wow.
It's very open, very cool.
And we talked earlier about using Google Plus. The conversations go to the top of the search engine in Google because that's public unless you choose not for it to be public.
That's
so
right.
It's easily found by other people, too.
It absolutely is. And if you market it correctly, which we can go over in a future show, you can really become popular. If you've got stuff to talk about, you can seriously create a big following using Google's free services like Hangouts. I like, as I mentioned before, the Hangouts on air. I think it's incredible that many people, you know, have these webinars or you just want to have a show online. How easy is it that you can just start one, click start broadcast, and it immediately starts recording, saves it for you on YouTube. And if you want to edit, they've got an edit bay right there. You don't even need Camtasia or something else. Yeah, have all the rich features as Camtasia? Not exactly, but you know, for getting basic editing done, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
My job security just decreased big time.
No. What happened is now you can do a lot more with a lot less.
All righty.
Right? Let's see. I'll just quickly go through some of the notes I've taken here. You know, how do you start it? You basically log in and you click start broadcast and you're recording away. And
wow.
You can invite people to get there and they just essentially log in and they see you hanging out and boom, their faces come across the bottom. And it's cool too when you're speaking through Google Hangouts, when you're looking at the screen, you can tell immediately who's talking by it will highlight their face.
Wow.
Right? It will highlight it and then it will show up. The person who's talking will show up, you know, in the large screen, and then you'll go down and then you wait for your turn. It's amazing. You should really try it because it's really become incredibly easy. It's just there's no special. All the software is web based, so you don't need to worry about installing or having the right version of this or that. Everything's there for you.
Wow, I'm gonna have to play with
it. it's fun. It really is. I'm going to go down some of the frequently asked questions. Right, how many people can join? You can have the on air can have 10 people at once, but your broadcast is public. So you know, if you want to have a show up with 10 people at a time, it's broadcasting 10 people, but that doesn't mean that only 10 people can watch. Publicly available. And the fact of the matter is, I can't really think of another service that has more bandwidth available than Google. Meaning there are services out there that have, you know, similar functionality, but you get too many people watching, it takes down the server. Right? You're never going to take down Google servers because they're just too
gargantuan.
Right, they're gargantuan and they're all over the place. There's too many. So, and that's why Google continues to spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year. They don't even know exactly how much they spend on stuff like this. They just keep throwing money at it because they know that they're going to get paid for it with the advertising that we've talked about before, Google Ads. That's why they can offer it for free. So they just keep throwing massive, you know, just sums of money at this to keep what they know people will enjoy and people will use. And now this is really affecting people's business in a very good way.
I was going to say, businesses could have like press releases, you know, live on air, speaking
absolutely.
With all kinds of people from all over the world.
Absolutely. You know, I'd say even radio shows now, if they're interested in broadcasting video, how simple would it be to get a webcam in here?
Wow.
Boom. Now you've got a whole video channel.
Wow.
Right? YouTube channel, the podcast, everything, and only make your radio station more popular, and ultimately advertisers would love it and you get paid more.
Wow.
You know, it's changing many businesses, you know, not just for efficiency, but you can make a lot of money with this. Google knows it. They're making a lot of money for
mm-hmm.
it. But isn't it, I just always am amazed that Google doesn't require you to pay for these services. It blows
brilliant.
Me away. I think it's a brilliant business model. Some people hate the ads. Well, okay, then don't use Google
don't
and
use
pay for some other service.
Right.
The fact is, they make the ads fairly unobtrusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, you have to wait a few seconds. Okay, I
mm-hmm.
get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it blows me away that a business can be that powerful and they don't charge anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do charge people for on the advertising, they let the people themselves decide how much they want to pay.
Hmm.
It's
brilliant.
It really is. So,
and you know, Google ads aren't as obtrusive as other ads.
That's right.
I have to say, that's for sure.
Yeah, the superstitials that pop up in your face on some of these.
Yeah.
I know. It can be very annoying. But, you know, I do have some patience with it, because if they don't have those ads, they can't produce. You know, even the superstitials would drive me crazy just as much as anybody else. They can't produce the content, you know, news channels, and they're dying. You know, many of the news that you see, the big, the superstitials are the big giant pop-ups and the popovers
mm-hmm.
that force you, you know, to wait and skip the ad, but it covers everything. But it's the only way they can pay people to produce the content. So we've become pretty spoiled.
Good know? Thing to keep in mind.
It is. And I've tried to keep it in mind. I've had to counsel some people on, why can't we get rid of the ads? And, you know, people, it's like, well, then you have somebody work for free and produce the news for you then.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
How are we doing on time?
We have just a couple minutes left.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Google Hangouts on the air. This is crazy. This is awesome. I'm going to really have to check this out. And I was telling Dave, I'm getting a new phone today. I'm so excited. And it's an Android Max. And I'll be able to do this on the phone, huh?
It will come pre-installed on your phone for Google. For Google phones, you know, everybody knows that, most people know that Droid is built by Google. So Android, when it comes to phones, they really give you a heck of a lot. Not to say that you couldn't use this with an iPhone, absolutely, but when it comes to information and the all the bells and whistles that businesses truly need today, I think you're going to do well with a Droid phone. And please, just get on there and hang out with me sometime.
Yeah,
you start a hangout, you can invite me. We'll join on Google Plus and you can test it out.
Hanging out with Google, baby.
So since we're kind of wrapping down, let me just leave with a couple of points. First of all, as I always say, please hit me out on my website, daveworks.net. Look up any of these keywords, hangouts, Google Plus, Chromebooks, all the stuff that I mentioned, and there's a lot more information available that I can't get through with a 15-minute show. But let me leave you, the two points I want to leave you with is, number one, get a Google account. It's free. Tool around on it. Many of you have the Google account, but you might just be using it for Gmail. There's so much more behind it that's offered for free. Click around and view it.
Utilize it.
The second is, use Google Hangouts for efficiency. If you're in business, save yourself a lot of money by going on the web to become a web-centric company. You can save a lot of money and you can make a lot more money by using these tools like Google Hangouts. You do not want to miss next week, because we are going to start chopping down the giant oak tree that we call LinkedIn.
Oh.
So I advise you to join me and Sarah next week to talk mm-hmm. about LinkedIn and all of its awesomeness. I know it can be a little intimidating, but I'll break it down in plain English like I always try to do, and would appreciate anyone to call in or send a question. If you have a question about LinkedIn beforehand, I'll mention you on the air, and I can answer the question. So until then, I bid you a good day, and have a great next week, and I bid you adieu.
Check out Dave Nave's book. What's it called?
DaveWorks.net.
The book. The e-book.
The e-book. Oh, mm-hmm. Social networking tips and tricks for small businesses.
All right. See you next week.
HI. Auburn. Meadow Vista. Newcastle.